reading from the letter of St. James. Beloved, who among you is wise in understanding? Let him show his works by a good life in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. Wisdom of this kind does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every foul practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. The word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, well, how's your prayer life? If you're like me, the answer is, it could be better. And if so, I dare say that you've come to the right place. For surprisingly, James's distinction between spiritual and unspiritual wisdom in today's reading is actually a key to contemplative prayer. Whereas unspiritual wisdom is associated by James with jealousy and ambition, he associates spiritual wisdom with inner peace, and more specifically, with what he calls fruits of righteousness, such fruits as humility, mercy, sincerity, and gentleness. And what is the connection with prayer? All great Christian mystics tell us that the surest sign of a deep prayer life is these same fruits, what Teresa of Avila calls a growth in virtue. This path is described for us very well by the great Dominican mystic Meister Eckhart. Meister Eckhart begins by telling us that a great prayer life is not necessarily associated with a feeling of closeness to God. Such a feeling is a kind of narcissism, a kind of belief in being special in comparison to having humility. We know that many great saints have had periods of dryness in their prayer lives. So a feeling of closeness is not the key here. According to Meister Eckhart, the key is a concept that he calls forgetting. A forgetting of our own thoughts and images. A forgetting of our own desires and attachments. A forgetting even of our own religious concepts. Meister Eckhart goes on to tell us that we must forget, we must let go even of our preconceived notions of God. And why is that? Because our anthropomorphisms, our ways of thinking about God, defining God, often get in the way of knowing God. In today's gospel reading from Mark, we hear the story of Jesus' curing of a man's son who suffers from epileptic seizures. The curing occurs after the man professes to Jesus, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." In the context of this story from Mark, what we learn is that faith with doubt is sufficient for Jesus, is sufficient for God. But let's think a bit more about this concept of unbelief. I would like to suggest that unbelief can also be construed as unneeded belief, or what William James, in his famous book, The Varieties of Spiritual Experiences, calls overbelief. Unbelief and overbelief in the context of our prayer life can be associated with the idea of defining God in very human ways. Defining God, for example, in terms of race or in terms of gender. Even though 1600 years ago, Augustine told us that God is neither male nor female, we have to let go of these unbeliefs, these overbeliefs. We have to appreciate the fact that our prayer life arises as a grace, as a gift from God, a gift that should be taken with gratitude and even astonishment. Our only response to God can be utter silence, for silence is the essence of what we mean by contemplative prayer, of what James means by spiritual wisdom. We dare not define God. We dare only love God. And that is why perhaps Meister Eckhart said it best of all. There is nothing in all the universe so much like God as silence.